winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Hello, welcome to Super Bowl Season 3, Episode 11, Recap. I'm sorry this is a day late. I was busy today, but let's get started. Really good episode. It was about Kala and Senate Girl taking Livewire and the psychic villain to a blue star to get information about Rain. And the reason Kala needed help was because the blue star, she didn't have her powers. So, they went there, they found the maker of Fort Wars, who is actually played by the woman who played Ursa in Supergirl and Superman 2. But anyway, I like this episode quite a bit. It kind of had a Magnificent Seven, Looney Dozen kind of feel to it. Livewire, probably her best episode, kind of sucks that what happens to her at the end, what happens to her. I thought her and Supergirl's relationship was really interesting to me, because I think Livewire had a couple of layers to her that, by the end of her demise, spoiler alert, they were, if not friends, on really good terms. And I feel like if Livewire continued to stay me alive, I have a feeling eventually she would have joined Team Supergirl. But anyway, that was good. There was a storyline with Ruby was staying with Alex. Ruby is Sam's daughter. This is okay. Ruby's being bullied at school, so Alex helped her out by going whatever. It is decent. I have a feeling Ruby, at the end of the season, will end up living with Alex. Alex wants to be a mother, and I have a feeling Sam is going to fight it. But yeah, that was really good. Vignette 5 had some funny moments with Red and the DEO. To tell you the truth, I don't know how I'm feeling about Sam and Rain talking about them as two different characters. Sam is an interesting character. I don't know how I feel about Rain. I have a feeling the show is going the way of Sam and Alex being similar to the Chloe Sullivan and Davis thing from Smallville Season 8. If you know anything about Smallville, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, this is a good episode. Supergirl and Psy relationship. Their relationship kind of blossomed a little, not that much, but yeah, this is an overall average, pretty damn good episode of Supergirl. Yeah, I liked it quite a bit. On a scale from 1 to 5, I give this I'll give it a four. A little bit of an average, but not perfect. Yeah, I like it quite a bit. I'm liking the music a little more. Even though there I had a good scene with Cora towards the end. Yeah, I like this episode. I'll be back tomorrow to talk a little Flash and Black Lightning, but until then, this is Ben. I'll see you next time.